you never seen the Biggie Small movie, Notorious? Yeah, when the mother first met Puffy, he said, what can't you told him straight up? A grown man named
Who is that guy? Do we know that nigga?
Yeah, I don't know, but this is House of God. We no cursing here, but who the fuck that nigga think he is?
Seriously, sir?
Nah. That's my version of it.
We're back. We're back. Oh, yeah. It's the Warzone Gamer podcast recap, just to let people know we ain't going nowhere. We ain't never going nowhere. We just took a little summer break. Come on, man. Everybody need that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You already know. It's August 18th, 2009. 9 o'clock in the night. Yeah, that's right. We're doing a late one today. Yeah, just letting people know that we miss y'all dearly, and I thank you. We thank you for all the love and support. We were just looking at the numbers earlier today. 13,000 people went to the site. That's a lot for us. I don't care. Like, we nobody famous, and 13,357 people went to our site. Like, that's good. And every day, the numbers keep getting bigger for the podcast, and the last podcast we had was in June.
June, yeah. June the first, E3, the first week of June.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's big. You know what I'm saying? It still shows people that they love us, man. And guess what, guys? We love you, too. Oh, yeah.
And much love to all you people that just visited the website and left us little comments on the little comment bar on the sideline.
Yeah. All 10 of you. Hell yeah. But yeah, man, we're back. We're not officially back. This is just letting you know that we're still here. We'll be officially back somewhere in September. We're not saying a date, but you will know when we know. And I will have a video posted up on that particular situation. But yeah, we here. We ain't going nowhere. But September, we'll be here. Matter of fact, we'll be back the week after Uncharted drops. That's when we'll be back.
All right.
Because we'll be back just in time for a review of the game. You know what I'm saying?
And for most of our viewers out there, they'd be in school by that time, so get prepared.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. At least they'll have something.
It is.
Yeah, they'll have something to listen to on the way to school.
While they're doing
their homework. Yep. You know what I mean? So, yeah. We're back, and like I said, we missed you. But let's get into the show, people. Yeah. So, for those of you that don't know, a little event went down today. It's called GameCon. And I don't know if you were just going to say, guy, what?
Most likely, like, we'll say it's GameCon, but let's just call it, like, Sony Day. Basically, they just took it over today. Stay show.
Yeah, Sony Day. We'll call it PlayStation Year, matter of fact. Yo, anyway. But, I don't know. Like I said, for those of you who's been going to the site religiously, you know what I'm saying? You will notice that there was a lot of rumors and speculations of certain items coming out, products and all that. And there was one item that stood out since E3 for a little while, and that's the PS3 Slim. And today, Sony has confirmed that there's a PS3 Slim. Yay! It looks cool, man. I'm gonna get one. I have a PS3 already, but I just want one to travel. I need a travel PS3, and that's the perfect microwave to do it in.
And I mean, this has been announced since even before E3, and we've been seeing pictures from Europe or
and videos, Japan. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been having this out there for a long time. So Sony, once again, try to keep it a secret. But unlike, you know, that big secret they kept for E3 that, you know, it just exploded in our faces through, what was it, Core Episode?
Yeah.
This one was a well-kept secret, though.
Yeah,
honestly, because it was on the borderline between rumor and reality. And
yeah, and they didn't give in to it.
No, they didn't give in at all. And they actually saved it for today and actually revealed. And it looks pretty sexy.
And that's what, yeah, and that's what you call free promotion, because people keep on with the rumors and the rumors of the price coming down. That's just free promotion. That's them saying, yo, listen, we're coming out with $300 SKU. Let the public talk about it, whether it's bad or good. Okay. Let the public talk about it, you know? So basically, yeah, it's here. comes out November 1st, right? I mean, September 1st, right?
Yep, it's September 1st. It's going to come out. And from what I'm seeing, it's just available in one color, but hey, fuck it. It's real sexy, slim, wide. That's what it is. A lot wider than the other one.
I don't think it's wider. I think it's the same, but it is shorter. It is shorter than the other one. But it looks cute, man. It's cool, man.
According to this.
Yeah.
According to the specs, it's 33% smaller, 36% lighter, and 34% less power use.
Yeah, I seen it. It was like 250 volts or some shit. I don't even know what it was. I know it took less. So for those of you who own a house and you want a game all night, there goes the console to game on.
There you go.
And I want to know, now that we do think about it, the reason why the PS3 was so big was because of the gaming brick. Where the hell's the gaming brick on this one?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True. No, you're absolutely right. Could it come within the plug? Kind of like the Xbox brick?
Nah. Because they already showed the outlet, and it's the regular outlet that the PS3 has now.
Ah.
With the AV cable, really. My bad. The AV outlet. It's just the same shit. So they managed a way to chop that in half.
Which is good, and you know, it just shows in provision. PS3 been out in the market for about 3 years this November.
This November. Yeah.
Now it's just showing a whole new and improved one. And, you know, during the time, they could, you know, like we always said, technology always advances every day. So, but that's a good question. I'd like to know what's in that then.
Yeah, that'd be crazy, man.
That's a good question.
Do you know somebody's going to buy that shit and pop it right open?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, remember that question I had for you? I was like, yo, if you could replace the hard drive, there's an article saying that you could replace the hard drive still on the slim one.
Oh, you could okay.
So that's cool. Put like this, the slim one's going to be the one that I do all my test runs on, like put the bigger hard drive in and all that bullshit. I'm not touching my 60, man. My 60 is staying the way it is right now.
The 60 is perfect.
So yeah, to give you the rundown on the console, it's 160 gigs or 120 gigs?
120.
120 gigs, two USB ports, one HDMI port, Ethernet, power plug, optical cable. I mean the optical in, you know what I'm saying? Whatever that shit's called, the optical in or whatever. Yeah, like he just gave a rundown of the weight and all that shit, and that's your PS3 Slim. And it does have touch buttons now. Before, the other shit was touchscreen buttons. A lot of people hated it. I didn't hate it. I think it was something different. But now you have buttons, so I guess that's cool too.
I got a little bit of breaking news right now. There's a document indicating that Sony's also planning a 250 gig PS3 Slim.
Yeah, the FCC already confirmed it or whatever.
Oh, they already confirmed it. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so that's cool. Like I said, later on this year they're gonna have DualShock controller colors coming out. So if you already know it's DualShock colors coming out, that means the system should be right behind it. So look out for that later on this year.
And the price point is beautiful. So those people who's been on the fence before, you know, I don't want to spend $400 or I don't want to spend $500. There you go, $300. Get yourself a nice little 80 gig.
With tax, with tax is gonna cost $326.01. I think it is, and that's sweet. That's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, pick it up. Like I said, now people can't complain at all. I don't know how much more cheaper you want this shit to get. Sony looked for a way to make this shit cheaper, and they did it. And they do care for their fans. You know what I'm saying? Because if they were like other companies out there, they would charge you for everything that the shit is capable of doing, and they're not.
Yeah.
And every way they're trying to make it cheaper and better for people to get it. Even though they fucked up in the beginning for fucking making that system $600. But look, 3 years down the line, 3 years later, they dropped this at $600. I mean, I dropped it from $600 to $300, but you know what I'm saying? At it being at the price point it's been at for the while, you know what I'm saying, for as long as it's been, they've still been giving Xbox that. You know what I'm saying? They've still been grabbing on their T-shirt while Xbox is running. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this could really slow down Xbox in their tracks. You know what I'm saying? Let Xbox come out the fence. And honestly, as you were saying, if they do drop the shit by $50, whatever, I still don't think it's going to be that much of a threat now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it will, because now it opens up, you know, the market to a whole new generation of people, you know, who never experienced the 360, I mean, you know, the PS3, because they were stuck on the 360 and they refused to pay, you know, X amount of dollars for the PS3.
Yeah.
But now with the right promotion, I think Sony found a niche. Now they found the comfortable spot with this, with the PS3 Slim.
Yeah.
Because you've seen all the transition it went through, you know, from the 20 gig to the 40 to the 60 to the 80. Then they had all these bundles and everything. They were trying to find that perfect spot.
Yeah.
It was a 120 gig. It was this, the PS3 Slim. That's what they were building up to.
And they were listening to the fans, because the fans were like, yo, listen, make it smaller. Make it, you know what I'm saying? Because people talk shit about, they were talking shit about the size of it. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking gaming console. You know what I mean? Like, this is what fucking computer towers do. You know what I'm saying? These big ass shits. They make them into the smallest size that they could. And at the time that the PS3 Fat came out, you know what I'm saying? That was the smallest they could make it because of the technology that was out at that time. Mm-hmm. Now all the pieces to the PS3 are cheaper and they smaller, so of course you can make a smaller model. But I already, you know what I'm saying, like if you really look at the timelines, when the PS1 came out, it took a while for the PS Slim to come out. PS1 Slim, yeah, to come out, you know what I'm saying? And that was for them to make more money,
yeah,
off that product. And this one, you know what I'm saying, Sony couldn't wait. They had to just bring it out so it could be cheaper and for people could recognize them. That's what they are, you know what I'm saying? That's a gaming console, and that's what they did here. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't wait 2 or 3 more years to come out with a Slim model because they would have been jerking their pockets. Now this is going to help them boost up the sales. I don't know if you looked at that article. Somewhere in the net was saying that with the announcements of the PS3 Slim coming out and the $100 price, I mean the $300 price mark, the sales rocketed it up already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we're going into holiday. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple of more months into holiday season, but this is the right path into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you got a couple of good games coming out this holiday season. And I said it, didn't I? And we had a discussion about this like a couple of days ago. Remember I was telling you about if Sony didn't come out with a cheaper PS3, they would be screwed a little bit because of all the delays, mm-hmm, of the games that were coming out for this year.
Mm-hmm.
This goes perfect hand in hand. Even though there's not that many titles coming out this holiday season that we know about that are scheduled, you know what I'm saying? This is a good look for them going into the holiday season. $300 price mark and a slimmer model, so it's good. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, and this is good marketing because this is exactly what the 360 did the previous year. Remember, they brought it down to that comfortable pricing. Remember, they released the arcade and then they had the pro.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sold like crazy throughout. I mean, they had a crazy promotion. Now, with this, going to the holiday season, by now, everybody probably has a 360 and everybody probably got a Nintendo Wii. They're still waiting on this system.
Yeah.
This also opens up a catalog of games that have been out for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so a lot of people that, you know, play, like myself, I'm just started to play Resistance, launch title. I'm playing that shit now. You know, it's going to open up a lot of games to a lot of other people who never tried the system out before. So they're in a good position right now.
Yeah, like we just ended Uncharted 1.
Yeah.
Game was awesome. I recommend anybody to go out there and get it. Right now, starting tomorrow, the 80 gig PS3s will be at $299. They have a bundle deal right now where you could get, Little Big Planet and WALL-E, the Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. For $300, and with $100 more, you get the 160 gig with Uncharted. Get that game. You know what I'm saying? It's a good bundle. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I think they got the shit at, $30 for the Uncharted right now?
Yeah, Uncharted. It went down to the greatest hits for $30, and it's worth each and every penny. It's worth $60, tell you the truth.
Yeah, it can still sell at $60 if you played, mm-hmm, that game. If you could have, you know what I'm saying? It says Game of the Year on it for a reason. Like, the game is fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? And with this $300 price mark, for those of you who were scared to go get a PS3 before, you could go ahead and get one now. They have the games. They have everything you want for it. And like I said, the Uncharted would be like the first game I would recommend anybody get at this point because Part 2 is like right around the corner. So why not?
Right around the corner, yep.
Why knock out? You know what I'm saying? You can knock out 2 birds with 1 stone. So there you go.
And there's like a slew of PlayStation 3 games out there that are just incredible. Incredible, incredible. You know, from the Heavenly Swords to the Metal Gear 4.
Yeah.
And each game that I play so far on the PS3 is so different from the other one. It's just like, it's crazy. It takes me back to the PS1 days.
Yeah.
Remember you had like, you know, you had Tomb Raider, then you had Resident Evil, and you had like a little bit of everything in that
shit. Yeah.
So.
Made me feel like a kid again playing Uncharted, man. Like.
Yeah, Uncharted, yeah.
I was so stuck into that storyline, man. It made your hair stand up.
Yeah. Storyline was crazy. I'm not big on graphics, but.
That shit looks beautiful.
It looks beautiful. Even on the standard TV that I was playing on, it looked it. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So. And with the whole talk about 3.0, that's another thing. All that right. The frameware that's supposed to be coming out for the PS3, they basically made it easier to navigate around. You know what I'm saying? What else did they tell that shit?
All right. Basically, they made it a lot more easier to navigate through things. So basically, instead of going to the PlayStation Network and then looking for every item individually, you could just go into it from the XBM bar.
Yeah. They haven't showed anything about the friends list yet.
They haven't showed it. The only thing they talked about was the fact that you could just rearrange the friends list or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's about it. So they're keeping that a mystery for now.
I can't wait because, you know, there's going to be a lot of shit coming out about that, man. I can't wait for them to say something like, yeah, see a girl's boobs through the eye toy. Oh, yeah.
crazy.
That'll be a lot of distractions, though. You're playing fucking Uncharted 2 and you're talking to a girl on video chat. You know what I'm saying? In game, and she flashes some titties, and you're in the middle of a combat. What you gonna do? Keep shooting and fucking look at some tits.
Yeah. Or you could do, you could get the Don Vito eye, just look at both of them at the same time.
What? You're gonna have to be mad cross-eyed. What the hell? This nigga is a Don Vito. This nigga's crazy, yo.
They added a status indicator bar on the corner. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that.
That's gonna be cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's like a little, thing that has information basically with the time, you know, your avatar, and they also have like a little ticker in the bottom showing you like, you know, when new games are coming out or, you know, what's going to be up for the update and everything. They did show the Little Big Planet theme.
Yeah, that looked cool. The new themes that are coming out.
Yeah,
it's actually moving themes in the background. It's a 24-hour theme, 24/7-hour theme, and it changes every day. The theme changes every day. That's crazy.
Which is cool, and from what I read it right now, certain dynamic themes are what they're calling them. Some of them are going to be free.
Yeah.
Some of them are going to be free, and they updated the avatars.
Yeah, those are. Yeah.
They added new characters or whatever the case is. And now the trophies list, too, is going to be more manageable, meaning that how before you used to unlock a trophy, but yet if you didn't lock a trophy before that, you know, it'll still be in the question mark. Now they're going to actually have them all in order. So that way you can know which ones to unlock next and how to do it, you know, from easy to hard. So it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good for now.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, I think there's still more to come after this. I think this is just like the little.
Yeah, I think it's just a little taste of the pudding and shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because because there's a lot of shit that's still like in the air right now. Like I said, I just can't. They updated the whole PSN, and we haven't seen the updates yet. So you could just imagine what they have planned for this shit. And there was some stuff on M4G that I'm talking about. New PlayStation Home announcements at Sony's GameCon, whatever. So we gotta see what. Cause I don't know if GameCon is actually over yet, but all I know is they got some new stuff coming to home and. I don't know if any of you have been at home lately. They have stepped it up a lot with home. They have a lot of shit. Like, I was at this girl's home space, and I'm like, yo, this is the shit people were talking about 2 years ago that they wanted in home. Shorty had the Bravia TV in her room with the arcade. Like, you could actually sit there and play arcade in her home space. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
And I was like, yo, her crib looking hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just amazing. Like, I was like, wow, this shit's crazy. Like,
that shit's incredible.
They did hook up home a lot. You know what I'm saying? They hooked it up a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, aside from the big news with the PS3 Slim and, you know, the new XMB bar and, you know, the price drop, there were also, like, you know, minimal news, one including the iPad.
Yeah.
You haven't heard about, I mean, boy, here, Warzone Gamer showed me that a while ago, and I was impressed by
like
that.
Like a year ago, remember?
Yeah, I was really impressed, though. Now, they haven't had no American day yet, but according to Europe, it should be in Europe this holiday season. Or they're saying that it might arrive in North America this year, though, but I'm praying it does, because this is incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This looks incredible. They also announced the Eye of Judgment for the PSP.
So hopefully that camera will make its way over here now.
Yeah. As well as a shitload of new colors for the PSP 3000s.
Yeah.
And they also talked about the apps that they're going to have for the PSP.
That's going to be off the hook right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not even looking at Nintendo as the competitor no more. They're looking at Apple, basically.
Apple. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have their own stuff in there. Everything's so not bad. Pretty good.
I'm saying, what else? What else we had? We had the DLB fag. We're going to jump on his back later on in the show, but.
Oh, yeah.
the wave is not over with that guy. We're not done with his gay ass. But before we get into his football head ass, because football season isn't here yet, we're gonna talk about a little hip hop gaming show that went down on Sunday, and he was basically saying that the PS3 is losing this generation because of the developers. Basically saying that every developer he spoke to and asked them, hey, what system you play? I'm saying, what system you play this game on the most? They say mm-hmm. Xbox 360. So what if they say Xbox 360? People have their certain consoles they play on. It doesn't mean they're going to stop making games on the PS3. You know what I'm saying? And that's the conversation I had with you. I was like, this dude got to be nuts. He's just sitting here saying that Xbox is going to win the generation wars because he spoke to a lot of developers saying that, yeah, they play their 360 more than their PS3. So what? If they make a game on both consoles, it's the same game at the end of the day. Look at Call of Duty. Was there anything different on Call of Duty 4 on the PS3 than it was the 360? No. Mm-hmm. World at War, same shit. No. So for him to sit here and say, yeah, it's because of the developers, it doesn't matter. Like I said, the only thing that really fucked up Sony and what got Sony in the back barrel is that they came out a year late and the price was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Now that they are at the same price point with Call of Duty 6 coming in the way, Uncharted and all the hot shit that's coming out, at $300, this is going to be a real interesting holiday season.
It is. I must agree. And, you know, with this particular hip-hop gamer, it's true what you said, like, you know, there's more than meets the eye for these systems. Like, it also depends on, like, who he's talking to and what game they're working on, too.
Yeah.
You understand? So, yeah, maybe if they're working on a game, on a 360 or whatever the case is. Like you said, let's not forget, 360 been in the game for a year ahead before the PS3.
Before both consoles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, before both consoles. So, you know, it's only right that they probably do work on that first, or they probably favor that system for a minute, but I really don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. I really can't make too much comment on that, because I highly doubt it if they're just going to have the PS3 there and just put the 360 there, use the 360 and disregard the PS3 altogether. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think when they're working on the game, they'd be like, oh, well, you know what, let's do it on 360 and then fuck it, let's do it on PS3 or whatever the case is.
Because they can't. That's a job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if anything, you know, like Burnout, it was built on the PS3 and then eventually ported over to the 360. Yeah. You know, so how many other games are like that we don't know about, though, but his opinions were really forced.
There was actually a couple. You had SmackDown vs. Raw was another one. And most of EA's games that came out last year and this year, they were built on PS3 hardware. So for him to sit here and say, yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, developers played on 360. Yeah, they probably played on 360 because of the online aspect is easier to navigate. But once that changes on the PS3 where, you know what I'm saying, Sony really opens their eyes and say, yo, this is, because that's the only thing they have left. Compare that, all right, look at everything that everybody complained about. First, it was price. Then it was games. Then it was the online, right? Mm-hmm. We got price down. We got games. Now it's just, and it's not even online because, like I said, the online is good. It's just the way it's navigated right now. It sucks. You know what I'm saying? Not to invite a friend from one game to another. It sucks. Right. You know what I'm saying? Leaving voice messages, it sucks. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, hopefully with this 3.0 update, they'll fix all that, man. Because that's all they're missing. To me, that's all they're missing. They got a DualShock controller. People complain about not having a DualShock controller. Next spring, they're going to have this fucking motion controller, which looks crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just gotta wait and see, man. Because like I said, right now it's all about, like, for me, like I told you earlier, for me it's all about what's gonna speak for these systems is games now. Fuck price. Now it's games. Because now you're down to a low price. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. So what you think there, Drama Center? Drama
Center. Yeah.
All right. Sorry for the technical difficulties, people. Bear with us, mind you, this is just only a recap of this show, a test and all that. Let's get back to what we were saying. We were saying that Sony's at a sweet spot right now.
Mm-hmm. And with a hip-hop gamer, quote-unquote, you know, with him saying that, you know, with the preference over the, you know, with the 360 to develop, you know, prefer whatever or whatnot the case is. I mean, how accurate is this dude, though?
Yeah, no doubt he goes to the events and all that.
Yeah, he goes
shit.
To the events and all that, but like, how accurate is his skills behind the scenes? Or like, does he actually sit there and watch these guys get develop games? Or maybe he's seen one or two developments in process, and he probably seen that, and he might thought that, you know what, maybe they're all like that too.
For me, though, I think he just got weak in his knees. You know what I'm saying? He tried to sit there and defend Sony as much as he can. And every event he probably went to, everything was 360, 360, 360, that he's starting to get eaten up by all the 360 talk. You know what I'm saying? And no doubt, yeah, you know what I'm saying, you're going to buckle up because, like, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to win. But, like, I always do. You know what I'm saying? Even though Sony is in what they want to call it last place right now, you know what I'm saying? They're in a comfortable place because them being the most expensive system in the market for them selling 24 million worldwide, damn, that's got to call for something because they started off at $600. You know what I'm saying? So if they would have came out at a cheaper price point from day one, we wouldn't be having this conversation on what console, whatever the situation is right now. You know what I'm saying? Off the gate. You know what I'm saying? He's just going by what the Microsoft fans are saying. Not even Microsoft fans. For me, the developers probably choose 360 because of the online. Like I said before, they choose it because online is more. You know what I'm saying? It's more better to navigate with that game that they have in front of their hands. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And with the PS3, it's like it's too much troubleshooting you have to go through to sit here and try to have your whole friend join your game and all this extra shit. So I'm hoping that them updating this PSN thing, I hope it fixes up that whole problem that they have it now with game invites.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I know eventually it will. Like, it's going to take some time. You know, Sony looks like they listen to their fans.
Of course they do.
You know, and they're probably working on that as we speak right now.
3.0 is right around the corner, so we'll find out when 3.0 drops.
So if it might not be in this update. It might be in the next update, or maybe they might surprise us with this update.
Who knows? Like I said, they didn't show anything. When they showed that video about the new features on the PS3, they never went towards the friends list side. They didn't want to go towards that side because there's probably surprises there. So hopefully when they do speak more on this 3.0 feature, we will probably see something in there that says, hey, you have the options to invite your friends from any game, wherever you're at, have video chats wherever you're at. You know what I'm saying?
Also, I like to point out what Mr. Hip Hop Gamer has said, that he did mention something about the Xbox 360 winning this generation war. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, who's number one right now? Like Nintendo,
yeah.
Right?
And then if you think about it, Nintendo's number one. So I want to know what kind of war he's seeing I mean, and if it is between the PS3 and the 360, then if they do win, it's not going to be that much of a head of a margin. It's probably going to be by 6-7 million or something, like the way the number is right now.
It's not
a big gap. It's not a big gap.
It's not.
You know, and Sony could do something. Who knows what it is that, or they could just have something in mind, release it to the public, and it's going to, you know, push the people out there to get themselves a PS3, and that number might close down a bit.
Of course it will. Because you know? People in Europe alone love Sony and them as a brand. You know what I'm saying? So with that price mark, that shit is beautiful for them over there. Because that shit, actually, the PS3 was more expensive over there than anywhere else since before this this new price drop. It was more expensive in Europe. So now they got the same price as we do. It's going to sell like water over there. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing I want to bring to people's attention to who watch the Hip Hop Gamer Show. How you going to have Xbox win this console war or whatever when they're only doing good in one place, and that's North America? You forgot about Japan. You forgot about Europe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing as good as Sony or Nintendo over there. So how you going to put this system, you know what I'm saying, ahead of these other two? You know what I'm saying? What, you saying they're going to win number one over here? Maybe. Who knows? But I'm saying right now, on worldwide sales, I doubt it, because they're not selling in Japan at all. They just made a million. After 4 years, they just made a million over there.
Look at that.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? The population of Chinese people is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Japan, be like, there's a lot of people that live over there. Like, shit is big as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And
1.3 billion.
You know what I'm saying? More. This shit is big as fuck. So, look at the numbers that Sony did out there with the PS2, and then come back to me and say, yeah, Microsoft is still going to win this shit. They got to win everywhere before they can win.
You know what I'm saying? Before they can claim that title. You can't
claim something if you ain't winning everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we voted for Barack Obama. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the places that they were voting for him at. You know what I'm saying? That all counts. You know what I'm saying? All that shit counts on where you were getting voted at until you finally win. The numbers stack up. You know what I'm saying?
It does, and you know, for you to actually win a war, you got to win by a whole big number, kind of like what you said with Barack Obama, John McCain. I mean, you've seen the numbers going up and down and shit.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a big margin and all that stuff. And I don't know what kind of war he might be seeing. Maybe he sees a different war than, you know, what everybody else is seeing. But, or even there is a war. I really don't see it as a war, though. I see it as three different systems with their own unique things to it.
Exactly. It's not even a console war. What you call this right now is called all three systems that finally, well, two systems that finally met up to where PS3, you know what I'm saying, to where PS2 was at.
Exactly.
If you look at the console wars last year, Sony just had everything above all systems. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And with this one, it looks like these two other companies went back and did their math. Like, wait, we can't go the same route as these dudes. Let's do something different.
Yeah.
Microsoft did the whole Xbox Live. They pushed the Xbox Live market crazy. Mm-hmm. And Nintendo just came out the weirdest controller that worked. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was just helping them. They just went a whole different way than what Sony usually does. You know what I'm saying? Sony went out the gate and tried to be Sony, and it didn't work this year. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is console war from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Now they're starting to look at what, you know what I'm saying, where they fucked up at, and what's the movement now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now with the price mark where's at now, I see it like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably see it as they probably gonna see some money off this shit now because it's cheaper to make the PS3. They can probably make some more money now and maybe start buying some exclusives. Who knows?
And you know, truth be told, the last great console war and the only console war that I ever considered for it to be a war was between Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis. Why? Because they actually took jabs in the commercials. I don't know if you remember that shit though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they used to show, like, the Sonic commercial. They used to show, you know, fake Mario. He used to be all lazy and, like, moving around and shit. Yeah. Either you want this or you want that. They show Sonic or some shit. You know, like, honestly, you know, between the 64 and the PS1, that wasn't really that much of a war because the PS1 really dominated.
Yeah,
64 had, you know, its hits nowhere compared to the PS1. And then by the time the PS2 and 360 GameCube came out, I mean, PS3 just destroyed that generation right there.
Yeah.
It took over. But now it's just like I said, like all three systems are there. and they all have their distinctive thing.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, so it's not much of a war, even though I believe, if anything, Microsoft tried to take jabs at, you know, certain other systems.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't like.
Like, even, yeah, you noticed that shit. It said the preset waggle controls.
And nigga, fucking dick, man.
Yeah, nigga's fucking avatar look like a fucking retard. and the fucking the dickhead got fired from EA. I used to like him because he used to make Fight Night games before, but look at him now. He's all washed up.
That's probably why he got kicked out of the first place. His fucking big ass mouth and shit.
Preset waggle controls.
He's like a big kid and shit. Yeah. Ooh, look, the competition got the big preset waggle. Ooh.
And you heard everybody, oh. Fucking dick suckers. All I know is that today Sony took a little jab at Microsoft themselves, remember? Why stand in front of a camera and do this with your arms and look stupid when you can have a wand in your hand and do this with your games? And they show like mad shit you could do with it. I was like, whoa, this shit's hot. You seen it, right? The video I sent you? I'm going to put that shit up. Matter of fact, I'm going to put that shit up on the site today. You're going to fucking laugh.
Yeah, y'all see this shit.
Like said, and it shows the like a 2D picture of somebody waving their hands. I was like, what the fuck?
That's it, man. As much as I love the Xbox over there, they had this shit coming for them, man. They really do. You know, I think as of now, you know, if anything, between those two, because I think those two are just, you know, next generation systems. Yeah, you know, the Xbox is going to have the upper hand. They might just have the upper hand and everything. But if they don't think of something quick by the time the next system comes out.
Yeah.
They just might be in last place because not everybody stays on top forever.
Never. Because look how long Nintendo dominated before they got swept kicked. You know what I'm saying? And look who swept kicked them. It was actually Sony, and Sony was brand new to the market, and that's what happened here with the Xbox 360. Yeah, the first one kind of didn't do that good, but look at the second one. It did okay. You know what I'm saying? It's overshadowing Sony now. And like I said, this console war isn't over yet. You know what I'm saying? It's not over yet. It's not over until the fat guy sings.
To the man upstairs sing. Ruben stutter.
You're a sick motherfucker, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not over yet. So for anybody to reclaim a crown right now, if they want to sit here and claim a crown right now, it's Nintendo. You know what I'm saying? But other than it's like you said, nobody stays on top forever. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you this much, the next round out, you know what I'm saying? Well, if Sony can get this shit together with this console, with the whole online shit, then they could, you know what I'm saying, sit there and claim something and try to just get the sales up. But other than that, next generation, they better step their shit up with the online. If you have to charge your little money, just make it better. You know what I'm saying?
I got a...
Once they get that, it's a wrap.
Look at that. I got a question for you.
All right.
And for all listeners out there.
Please send us emails.
Yes.
Comment on the site.
And please tell us what you think about this question, because do you think the whole video game era, do you think it reached its pinnacle already? Like, it's already on top? And do you ever see it going down within the next few years? Like, people actually losing interest and moving on to something else?
Honestly, I'm going to say right now, I think the video game industry will be bigger than the movie industry, and it will stay at the top. Because games are just going to keep evolving. Mm-hmm. See, with the movie industry, it's just lousy-ass bullshit actors, you know what I'm saying? Washed-up actors trying to do things with camera effects, you know what I'm saying? Video games, you could do whatever you want with it. You could fucking blow a nigga's head off, and that's you actually doing it. You know what I'm saying? In a movie, you got to watch somebody else do it. That sucks. Who wants to watch a movie and the next nigga's killing somebody?
That's true. And the whole multiplayer aspect of the video game, you know, playing against somebody across the world or something, or even across the street, you know, compared to like, you know, maybe 10 years ago that you had to have a PC in order to play online.
Yeah, you know.
You know, so it's just like you say, you can see it evolving and only getting bigger and shit. And yeah, I can see it. I can see it. I just hope they don't lose focus on a lot of things, because if, you know, like Xbox is going to that Milo shit and they're going to stay with that and lose focus on core gaming, hardcore gamings,
then Sony might be a problem there. Yeah, but Sony will take that. That's the whole thing. That's what Sony's focusing on now. Hardcore. It's now that they're throwing their little fucking RPGs and their fucking kid shit here and there. But with that whole iPad, whatever, and that whole Waggle controller they got coming out with, that's going to attract a lot. And then at a $300 price mark, that's going to attract a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of RPG, though, that's still one subject that nobody has even touched. This generation, I mean, the 360 did have Lost Odyssey, Eternal Sonata, and all that stuff, but there hasn't been too many RPGs yet. With the, you know, without mentioning Final Fantasy 13, that should be out next year sometime, whatever, but...
Well, they said the Japanese version is coming out this year, and just with the price mark alone with the PS3 and that game coming out, that's going to be a juggernaut over there.
It's going to propel sales like crazy over there.
And imagine they come out a limited edition SKU over there, like a PS3 designed a certain way for...
Oh, yeah, you know, they are already. They released Final Fantasy Dictator for the PSP.
Yeah.
And they already have a limited edition PSP for that.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, if there's anything that Japanese like, is they rice and Final Fantasy.
Stupid ass. But I tell you one game that's kind of taking the crown in Japan over Final Fantasy, and that's that shit from Capcom, that Monster Hunter shit.
Oh, Monster Hunter, yeah, Monster Hunter's big over there.
That shit is crazy, right?
It's huge over there.
That shit is wild.
And for me, it's just like a poor man's Pokemon, but you know, I guess like many of us, we all grew up from that.
Yeah.
Not into catching monsters anymore and just doing that shit. I'm just into ripping them up with a gun or something.
Now we into catching diseases.
We can catch the ill diseases.
Oh, yeah. Fuck catching a Pokemon. I'm going to catch a disease from this bitch right here. Come here, slut. Mop me off.
Achievement unlocked. You fucking hell, yo. All of a sudden you get like mad warts. They said, achievement unlocked.
You go to the hospital. Another achievement unlocked. Doctor's visit.
Oh, yeah. And then you die. And then you get unlimited achievements and shit. Achievement unlocked. Death. Death is a bitch.
Nigga's a dick.
I'm actually looking at some of the home spaces they got. And they actually have a home space for a Motor Storm. Right now, even SingStar.
SingStar.
Looking at this shit right now. Ooh. Gotta see this later on. Yes, people, I'll be on SingStar. I'm heavily involved in that. And if you go check it out, you can check out Drama Center 929 videos. I got about 10 videos up. Of me doing nothing and just singing.
Yeah, whoever wants to get the ass slayed in Fight Nights, hit me up on Xbox 360, Cameron 212. And if you want to get your ass kicked in Halo, same thing. Fucking, yeah, like I said, it's on. We here. We ain't going nowhere again. Is there anything else we can speak about that's been going down within the last couple of weeks?
Last couple of months. I mean, it's been a drought. And if you're a normal kid, hopefully between the age of 14 and 30 something, whatever, y'all probably went away for summer. You probably, you know what I mean, did something big over the summer or something. You probably ain't listening to this now. I mean, we're listening throughout the summer, but you really didn't miss out nothing. It's no big news really came out during the summer. Very few games have been played throughout the summer. With Deception, Uncharted.
Infamous is actually $40 in GameStop right now, so go pick that up.
There you go. Oh, and people, too. Please, there's a lot of Xbox Arcade games that just came out, about 4 or 5 of them that came out this summer. 4 out of 5 is actually good. The Trials HD, beautiful game. Marvel vs. Capcom 2, which you can get on both systems now. Explosion Man, incredible game, too.
Worms.
Do not get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Worms is good, too.
Yeah, the Worms, the Fat Princess that came out.
Fat Princess is on the PS3, yeah. Worms came out on the PS3, too. It just dropped last week.
It dropped last week?
Yeah, the other version of it, yeah.
There you go. And tomorrow, I've been waiting for this game since E3, the Shadow Complex. So let's see how it is. From what I'm hearing, it's real extremely short. but I think strictly they made it strictly for those people who love Metroid slash Castlevania.
I hope it doesn't have the glitches.
Oh yeah, it already does. Honestly.
I hope it doesn't have the glitches that they showed at E3, because you see when he's like, come on. He said, come on, let's fight this boss right here. He got stuck between the wall. He said, due to demo, we're going to have to cut this all short. Thanks, guys. Nigga got on stage. I was like, what the fuck?
The nigga walked on mad quick off the stage, right?
Yeah.
See the rapping the controller and shit? Like, oh, shit.
You see him pop the battery out the controller? All right. So that's where the demo stops. I'm going to check you out. And they go left.
And they go turning all shades of red and shit.
Yeah, no, it's funny because he's like, we're going to check this boss here. He hears the boss yelling. And you see the character stuck in the sky, like if he was going to flip. He just stood in the air. And they're like, the hell?
Didn't they have the Artie's reaction to that shit?
Yeah, like, you see, oh shit, it's freezing. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
People are crazy, man.
You see Cliffy B, he's like, okay, see you later, guys. Nigga walked off.
He said, okay, see you. And then his mic caught off.
And then you hear Rockman people.
Wait, wait, wait.
Hey, you see this nigga come back on? Alan Greenberg, whatever. He's like, damn on that, man. That's just a little fuck up. Little fuck up.
Yo, I remember that glitch, man. That glitch was just too funny, man.
Nah, what was funny though, when they were showing the E3 showing E3 with the Sony, when they were showing Uncharted 2 being played.
Yeah.
And he's like, damn, we're stuck here. And she said, no, look, you get on that wooden piece right there. So he climbs over. And you see the helicopter coming out of the way? You hear, oh, shit. And then G4 trying to blur it out. But you hear, oh, shit. Poo! I was like, yo. What the fuck? Like, idiots, yo.
Yo, I'll tell you, all those people in there, man.
Idiot,
honestly, I felt like the Beatles didn't even want to be there. They're promoting the game. I was looking at the press conference that day. Matter of fact, that you say, oh, we should watch the press conferences again.
Yeah.
I was watching it. Look at it again. Look at the way the Beatles are talking. They look like they don't even want to be there.
Yeah, no, they're trying to promote the album they don't even have out yet.
Yeah, they're like, so what are we doing out here? I don't know, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, yeah, can we load video games? Nigga's like, yeah, right. He seems laughing at each other.
He said, what the bloody fuck is this? Nigga pulled out the controller. Oh, shit. Nigga's so this is what you're doing now.
Nigga's stupid, right? Nigga's like, oh, so it's the new regulation of movies and games. All right, fine. See you next year.
They look drunk as hell, too.
Bloody hell.
They're bumping to each other.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, man. Yeah, but before we get out of here, we should just say a few words to our dear friend, Mr. DLB.
Oh, you talking about Hammerhead Shark? All right. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't over, bitch. So what if you're number one now? We haven't been on this shit for the last 3 months, and we're still fucking there. We're ranked number 16. 16, and we haven't even updated this shit. So imagine when we come back. We're coming back hard and full effect with your shitty ass sight. You're like a fucking kid with Down syndrome major sight, hey, bitch.
He's like a straight faggot, man. Who the fuck dances to Amari on his fucking boxes? And matter of fact, let's find a video and let's put it on the website.
Look at this gay fuck.
We just hate DLB.
Fuck you, DLB. Hey,
you're a bitch, DLB. I don't understand how he got the number one podcast. I mean, listen to this shit, man. Everybody's so unenthusiastic. You understand? It's just like they all seem bored of life. Like,
yeah, and then
do us a favor, just shoot yourself in the head already, man. Yeah, nobody wants.
They try to sound all funny. They kind of suck at being comedians.
Yeah,
that shit runs in my blood. I don't give a fuck. Even if the joke sucks, I still make it sound like it's a cool joke.
Let me tell you something. Between me and Warzone Gamer, we got our own brand of jokes, man. You either get it or you just don't. And if you don't get it, we just laugh at each other because we already know what it means.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's funny to us, but you DLB faggot dick-licking balls.
You cocksucking gag-face fucker.
Douche little bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything. You're just a little bitch faggot.
Nigga, how about that gay video he made with the unboxing of the PS3? What is this? Nigga like a fucking faggot with his glasses. That nigga got longer nails than my mom. Nigga's a fucking fag, yo. check out his nails. Go to DLB Network on fucking YouTube and check out his videos. It looks like this nigga never seen a nail clip, but this nigga like fucking nigga like Charizard and shit.
Nigga he got shit and dirt stains in between his nails and shit. And then,
nigga wipes his ass and fucking scratches his butthole by mistake.
Yo, he got an alley cat, that fucking piece of shit cat that he picks up from the street. Like, what kind of real man got a cat, man? Come on. You supposed to be from Brooklyn, Queens, or where the fuck you at? Wherever the fuck you supposed to be from?
Hell no, that nigga's from Cali. That nigga's a little
gay. Oh, you from Cali?
Yeah, that nigga's gay.
Oh, this nigga a fucking Malibu faggot, man. Get out of here.
Nigga, like, scratches his surfboard and shit with his nails. Man, imagine him having sex with his wife. Nigga probably fucking cut her insides up by finger popping.
Fucking strippy ass fucking cat. Yo, feed that cat, man. Come on.
I think it's a feed your cat.
I'm about to call PETA on you, PETA and shit, before I come on. Get your little ass.
No, but it's crazy. It sounds like we hate him, but I'm no hater. I just hate him.
Yeah, But I'm just hating, period, because he's just a garbage ass motherfucker. I just don't understand how he's number one. People, if you can, download one podcast, and if you can stay awake for 5 minutes, hit us up. Let us know what it is, man.
Is it raining outside?
Yes, thunder.
I knew I heard something.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. See, this is freestyle shit right here. Come on and get this here, the Warzone Gamer show.
Yeah, unlike any other podcast out there, we go in raw and unedited.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck that.
We've been doing
that
since day one.
Hell yeah. That's why I got something now.
Hell yeah. All you little commercial breaks out there, you know, get yourself a little water, you know. Stop being a bitch. Suck it up.
Yeah, hell yeah. I need to take a break because I need water. Fuck out of here. I drink my own spit, nigga. That's what I've been drinking for the last 23 years of my life, nigga.
That's right. So my breath all dry right now. Party smelling like shit. No water coming down. Wait, that's the way we do it, man. We just go all in for you people.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck that. Cause we love you and we love what we do. Don't think we left and we ain't going nowhere. And for those little faggot ass motherfuckers that's hating on the page, keep hating because I love it. The more you hate, the more we get better. You dig? So it goes a little something like this. Keep going to the fucking site, warzonegamer.com, for all your latest and greatest news. Hit me up on the fucking Xbox Live, Cameron 212. And I got the separate one. I don't have a yearly subscription on that one yet, but it's Warzone Gamer. That's my other Xbox account. PS3, Cameron, straight Cameron. And if, like I said, we looking for people who want to qualify for the podcast. We can use another 3 heads. Fuck it. If you're good at talking, if you're good at joking, hit us up. Let me hear what you're about, man. Hit us up on an email, warzonegamer1@AOL.com. Or if not, like I said, if you have a PS3 or 360, you already got my gamer tags. Give me a message there. We can chit-chat on the internet. You know what I'm saying? I call you, see what you're about. And like I said, we could turn it up, man. Turn it up.
That's right.
Do what we do. Fuck that.
That's right. And there's people out there heavily promoting. Oh, big shout out to Puerto Rico. I was out there for a week and a half and spreading out love with the cars and everything. So to all my Boricuas, te amo mucho.
Hey. And look out for that. Yeah, go ahead.
Big gamers over there, and they were really surprised, you know, with the websites, and there were the very few that had internet over there.
Yeah, like the 10 that had internet out there.
Yeah, because I literally met like hundreds of I didn't even bullshit anymore. I met a lot of fucking family members. They probably out of all of them, maybe 4 or 5 only had internet in the houses.
Nigga, stupid.
Yeah, it was that bad. It was that bad. But, you know, I was promoting, giving out the cars and all that stuff. Should have put some videos, you know, them I'm promoting, but hey, I was having so much fun. It's beautiful out there. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty good. That and, you know what? We should give a shout out to the Mr. Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah. We was at a rock concert like 3 weeks ago. Maybe even more than that, but yo, we was at some 41 concert. Shit was fun as hell. And I noticed 2 celebrities there. Well, people that looked like celebrities. And it was a Jonas brother. Nigga drama son slapped him across his chest like I don't know how many times. He was drunk as shit in that motherfucker. Then I ran into this other bitch. She looked like Mandy Moore. And the other one looked like fucking Jessica Simpson's sister. She got pissed off.
Yeah,
I was like, no, Jessica.
Jessica. Oh man, shout out to them, cause hey, I mean, we promoted our website. If they listening or not.
How about that other guy, the dark skin guy? He like Harold Kumar.
Oh yeah, Kumar.
Kumar, yeah, man. I know you probably come to the site. Thanks a lot for showing up the love. Like I said, just keep getting us out there. Promote us, man. Mm-hmm. Give this, pass this shit down. Let your friends know who the fuck is WarzoneGamer.com. Let them know who we are. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Because we all one as gamers. We all gamers. That's all one. You know what I'm saying? We move as a movement. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, yo, just come fuck with us. Yo, we do what we do, man.
Let alone maybe 15 years ago, everybody was so embarrassed to be a gamer. You know, and now it's just like everybody, the movie's so big now that if you're not a gamer, you're right. Not in.
Yeah.
You know, we got even corporate people from Wall Street playing Madden or Call of Duty and everything, you know, at a spare time. Like, it's a big movement, and I'm just glad to be part of it.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. That's what I said. At the end of the day, email us. Yes. Do what you got to do. Yes. Get in contact with us. We get in contact with you. It's over for that fucking iPhone. My Touch is here. My Touch 3G. This shit is hot from T-Mobile. I'm over here promoting this shit. Send me some checks, T-Mobile. Pay my bill, bitch. Anyway. That's right. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Whatever else is out there, I don't give a fuck. This is a recap of the show. We'll be back in September, the week after Uncharted 2. Shout out to my people in the UK, Japan, wherever you at listening to this shit. We love you. Fuck the world. That's the Warzone Gaming Show, baby. And
see you soon, people.
Yeah. Fuck you more.
So retarded, I'm disgusted with myself. I mean, where do I start? First I spin around and vomit, then I shit upon it. Fuck the beat up so bad, won't nobody get up